The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
2 minute drill.
The Buffalo Bills hammering Kansas City last night. You people say they only get it done against bad teams. Josh Allen hurdles you. You people say their defense only does it against backup quarterbacks. That's what they did to Mahomes. Also, premature celebration? Oh. Honestly, that's never happened before.
Oh. Yikes. There's a doctor in the house.
I didn't see this coming. They're embarrassed by it. We didn't play well. And so we all are.
Oh, I kind of have to look at it now and go back and reevaluate what I'm doing and try to, I have to cut it out.
That last line there is a wow. A loss that is making Patrick Mahomes reevaluate himself. And just to beat you all to the punch here, it's not just Mahomes and KC's offense having their worst game ever. It's Buffalo's defense forcing them into that. It's not just KC's defense is porous, and it is poor us. It's Josh Allen at 12 yards per attempt and near perfect, all right? Let's go around that horn. George Sedano, around the horn to you. What just happened? And are you prepared to say the AFC now runs through Buffalo?
I am prepared to say that, Tony, and I also feel attacked after you're open because I was the person last week on Friday that said they couldn't beat the good teams,
yes,
that they had only beaten bad teams, that they had beaten backup quarterbacks, which is fine, but I will tell you why Buffalo is now the team to beat, because Leslie Frazier put out a game plan that now gives them the opportunity to show the world they have the remedy for Patrick Mahomes or any great quarterback. They can get pressure with four guys. They only blitzed one time on 63 defensive possessions yesterday.
Wow.
And in that, what that says to me is their D-line is incredible. How is it incredible? They have nine guys who played at least 25 snaps in that game yesterday. They keep guys fresh. They can mix things up in the backfield to confuse Mahomes. They've got the recipe on defense and on offense, Tony.
So you have a turnaround here, which is very impressive, but let's not forget exactly what you said about that Buffalo Bills team just last week. Woody Page.
I just lost the points and got
we'll
it back.
Bring you in here. What did you see last night?
Well, I think the AFC goes through Anchor Bar. That's where they invented Buffalo wings, if you want to be specific about it. But I do want to not get past the Kansas City Chiefs because I think they have a hangover from last year's Super Bowl that they just haven't gotten past. And I will tell you a statistic, stat boy, that you'll love. Only eight teams that have lost Super Bowls in the 55 have ever gone back the next year to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So the Chiefs basically are going to have problems getting back there because of the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. The Buffalo Bills last night got over the hurdle that they've had for the last couple of years trying to get past the Chiefs. Oh, you knew where I was going with that. But the Chiefs are giving up more than 32 points a game. Can you believe that? The best team in history has averaged 7.1 yards per attempt. And guess what? The Chiefs are giving up 7.0 on every time that anybody, not just the
I think you have those numbers reversed, but I love that stat, Woody Page. I saw that going around as well. The greatest offense of all time, the greatest show on turf, Rams, put up 7 yards a play, and the Chiefs' defense is allowing more than that. I guess every team they play is the greatest offensive team of all time. Monica McNutt, we'll go to you now. What you saw last night?
Okay, to the original question, I'm not ready to say that the AFC has to go through the Buffalo Bills.
Noted.
Because This is a team that's been really good in the regular season in the past couple of years, and it hasn't necessarily panned out. Now, yes, did they get over the hurdle versus the Chiefs? Yes, but clearly they wanted that win far more. I mean, Patrick Mahomes right now is on pace to throw 20 interceptions this season. The most he's thrown to this point in his career is 12. So he's 100% accurate about needing to tighten things up for himself. But this is a team, to me, that does have that experience. And if they get back to the Super Bowl or not, I understand that being in question. But as a group that still maintains its core, we're going into week 6. They've got time to get it right. But the Bills certainly look formidable.
Yeah, I'm not sure there was enough there on the Buffalo Bills there, Ms. McNutt. Take a mute here. You're going the wrong way. Frank Isola, how about you?
I love how George thinks that the Buffalo Bills are reinventing the wheel on how to defend the Chiefs and Mahomes. Wasn't it the Super Bowl, Todd Bowles and Tampa Bay? Didn't they shut Mahomes down pretty well? But to answer your question, Tony, it does go through Buffalo. That was a coming-of-age moment for that team and that quarterback. I get he won two playoff games. They won two playoff games last year, but he was terrific. They have won their last four games by an average of 29 points. The league needs to do an investigation. I don't know how they lost to Pittsburgh in week one because they've been nothing short of unstoppable. And how about Josh Allen yesterday against Mahomes? 21 yards per completion, the most by any quarterback in the NFL the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was. It was 12 yards per attempt, 20 yards per completion. Monica, they made the AFC Championship game and led this Kansas City team early on in that game. It's not like every year.
They did get it done, though.
They didn't get it done that game. They got it done last night. I don't hear you saying
regular season, Tony.
I don't hear you saying enough of it. Real quick, Woody, do you believe Mahomes needs to reevaluate how he plays the game of football, like he said?
Yeah, I think he does. He knows he can get away with wild plays with different kind of offenses, but I think he needs to rein it in a bit, particularly when you got a defense and when you have turnovers, they're going to give up scoring.
Yeah. All right, we've been horrible. Move on. Another week, and the Chargers again putting some distance between themselves and Kansas City in the AFC West. 47-42 over Cleveland. This was an incredible game. Coming back from 14 down, going for it on fourth down with verve and deft aplomb, Brandon Staley. Cleveland letting this game come back. They literally dragged Austin Eckler into the end zone at one point. And Baker Mayfield had some words about the officiating after the game.
Might as well just forward the fine letter. We asked the ref on the sideline how the hell he missed that call. I mean, they're shoving Donovan Peoples-Jones out of bounds, and then Higgy gets grabbed, so there's two PIs on one play.
So he's talking about pass interferences there. There was also the Hail Mary. Some thought, well, could there have been a flag here? A receiver was tackled on the play. Woody, do the Browns have beef?
I would call it impossible beef. It's not a case of the officials actually beating you in the game.
I didn't get that.
When you give up that many points and you have a chance to win and put them away and you keep allowing them to come back over and over again. I think the problem for Mayfield is he wasn't playing at his home. I mean, literally, his home in the commercials. Really? Just stop crying.
All right.
We saw that in Detroit.
Monica, do the Browns have beef here about the officiating or how this game got away from them?
No, I mean, it was a wild shootout. The 403 yards in the fourth quarter was the most in the fourth quarter in 40 seasons. So, no, but as a teammate, I don't mind your quarterback going to the podium and making this a point of emphasis, right? Like, I don't necessarily agree with it, but in terms of taking up for his teams and looking for any kind of thing that we could get moving forward, I'm not mad at him for pointing
Frank,
it out.
How about you?
Come on, we've been watching football for a million years. In some cases, a million and 1 years. Have we ever seen pass interference called on a Hail Mary? It just doesn't happen. Cleveland had a 14-point lead. They gave up 26 points in the fourth quarter. You have no one to blame but yourselves. When you had the ball at 42-41, you get a couple of first downs, you win the game. To put this on the refs, come on, guys. That's
George,
that's
was this about what the Chargers did or what the Browns failed to do?
It's about what the Chargers did to the Browns, Tony. If you look at the Browns, they're the only team in NFL history, regular season or playoffs, to score 40 points, amass over 500 yards, and have zero turnovers, and still lose the game. Okay? That's what Justin Herbert and company did to the Cleveland Browns yesterday. And by the way, but I know Baker wants to complain about the officiating, and that's fine. We can pick and choose any one single play. But here's the reality of the situation. When Kevin Stefanski had a chance to put this game game away. Yeah. He didn't trust Baker. Right. All right. There was one drive where they amassed 12 yards on three plays. And even when they were trying to come from behind on that last drive, there were three checkdowns before the Hail Mary. So to me, this is a lot to do with what the Chargers did to the Browns.
One more story here. Baseball lunacy last night. Rays and Red Sox, 2 hours away from game four. Tampa season is on the line because of this. Chaos, confusion, mayhem, mystery. Everybody has an opinion on ground rules and balls literally booted over a fence and the written rules that say two bases and common sense, which tells you Diaz might have scored seeing as he was already rounding third, but they bring him back. Umps say in Boston that it was an easy rule 5.05 invoked, bing, bong, boom. Frank, did they get this right?
You know, they applied a terrible rule correctly, unfortunately. And the umpires should have discretion, and they don't, because Diaz would have crawled home, and they should have taken the lead right there. But they got that crappy little wall in that little bandbox of a ballpark. Ever since they did that whiny documentary about the curse of the Bambino, they've caught every darn break in baseball. And it's unfortunate.
You sound bitter about that,
better.
Frank. George Sedano, what did you see last night with the umpires' call here?
It's the right rule to make, but it is a bad rule, as Frank pointed out, Tony. And here's the thing. Like, if you're Kevin Kiermaier, you've got to be furious. Like, that changed this series now completely. And by the way, I don't think that Wandy wouldn't have scored, by the way, if that wouldn't have happened. He would have scored standing up, in my opinion, considering the way he was rounding those bases, because he was taking off on the pitch. But here's the one thing. Speaking of pitching, We need to give a little credit to Nick Pivetta. Came in on short rest. Yeah. I don't want to completely make it about just one call. Pivetta came in and locked them down. He shut them down on 2 days rest. It was very similar to what Nate Eovaldi did in the 2018 World Series back in Game 3. It was very, very similar.
So, Woody, the rule is 5.05, and it's two bases from when the play starts, not from where it hits the fielder or anything like that. Are you all right with that rule?
No. If you're going to follow the rule, when you have the runner that's already rounded second base, I think he gets home plate. And, Frank, you're talking about Boston having a bandbox. Well, George is about 5 miles away from another place that has a short fence. Maybe you should raise the fences in all the ballparks so a play like that wouldn't occur.
Okay, and Monica McNutt.
Well, you know, for a show with a lot of ground rules that I think should use more discretion, we're spending a lot of time complaining about rules.
Well done, Monica.
But I will say, this rule obviously is written and it stinks, but for as rare as this seems to happen, why hasn't the rule just been changed?
Well, I've heard players who have played 20 years in the league who didn't know exactly this rule, thought it was also that way. Meanwhile, you made fun of Boston's ballpark. Tampa's ballpark has as many ground rules as any with the catwalks they have there. But that was one play, which was letter of the law, that they stick to. What about the other play, White Sox Astro? And the written and unwritten rules here. Running down the first place line, look where Yasmani Grandal is. He says he was not intentionally inside the line. He said he wished he could tell you he did it on purpose. Rule 5.09, not invoked here by the umps. Which play was more egregious, I guess, is the question.
He was closer to the pitcher's mound than he was the first.
Fire cells next.
This is a wild path to the base.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
All I can say is I'm not a racist. I can't tell you how sick I am. I apologize again to D. Smith, but I feel good about who I am and what I've done my entire life. And I apologize for the insensitive remarks. I had no racial intentions with those remarks at all.
John Gruden from this weekend. The NFL statement has been considered terse and lacking. The team has had mixed reactions, some players backing their coach, Gruden, some no commenting, but overall responded with a lackluster effort and a loss to Chicago, and the fans of Las Vegas and the franchise were devoured whole by Bears fans who took over Las Vegas Allegiant Stadium. George, what type of situation do we have here with Gruden's comments from 11 years ago?
A quite serious one, Tony, and I think that the league and the team are doing this very strange dance of looking at each other, just trying to see who's going to make the move first. Now, the league is in this precarious situation because he was not a coach at the time, although employed here at ESPN, so I guess their situation is they don't feel like they should be the people punishing him. I mean, they're the league, but nonetheless, somebody's got to do something, Tony, is my point.
Woody Page?
Well, he was working for a network, this one, that has a strong association with the NFL. I think someone should take action here. I think it's the Raiders. I think it's Mark Davis. You can't fine him. He's got a $100 million contract. He should be suspended for one game, and I think that we'd all be better off for that.
Monica McNutt.
It's just ugly. Listen, something needs to happen, whether it's a fine or a suspension. I struggle with it being 10 years ago, but I also quite honestly wonder if the issues in terms of why these statements are problematic are laid out clearly, and so that people understand the historical context of what these jokes and these terms mean. Like, that you can't be tossing this around flippantly, especially not in an email. So something has to be done.
My guy Sola.
And to Monica's point, 10 years ago, it was still inappropriate. It's inappropriate today. It was inappropriate 10 years ago. If you take John Gruden at his word, and that's an expression he uses to describe people who are lying, can we all at least admit that he was a little reckless at the time? He wasn't really reading the room. And if he had reread the email and sent it, if nothing else, that's not very bright on his part. So I think a fine or suspension is in line here.
For something that was a decade ago, Frank.
Yeah, because they just found out about it now. That's why.
Well, just we'll come
the
down.
The fact that he coached yesterday is interesting.
Right. It will come down to how his players feel about it today, won't you say, Monica?
You know, I wouldn't put it on his players because they have a different relationship and they know this man now. They may not have known him then. More than anything, you're talking about a leader and someone that represents both the league and the organization. You have to make him an example. To whom much is given, much is required.
College football top five looking like it never looked before. Iowa after the storm and win over Penn State, number two in the country for the first time in 36 years. Cincinnati up to three now for the first time ever. Oklahoma four after a thrilling win over Texas, but it's the change at the top that we start with. Georgia, their defense just eats people up. They're the new number one after Alabama's shocking loss to Texas A&M at the gun. Frank, what does the world look like after A&M stared down Saban and won?
Yeah, when Cincinnati wins, all the talk is what can we do to get Cincinnati out of the top four? Now when Alabama wins, it's what can they do to keep them in the top four? This is good for Ohio State because I think Alabama's going to get in with a loss. I think Ohio State can get in with a loss. And then Georgia losing the SEC championship game to Alabama, they'll get in with a loss.
George Sedano.
This is the time for anarchy amongst the college football ranks, Tony. If you are the playoff committee, it is time for anarchy. If you look at the Vegas odds, Cincinnati is fifth. This is absurd. This is the time to do it. This is the 40th ranked opponent to lose in college football this season, the most through 6 weeks. If not now, when with a team that is not amongst the Power Five?
That's right.
Tony, you ask about where the world is today in college football. The world is in a better place with Alabama losing. That's what it's all about.
Tell me what.
But here, having said that, we all know that Alabama's going to be back. They're going to win the rest of their games. They're going to beat Georgia in the SEC championship, and they'll be in the Final Four.
Just
we
so
all
easily,
know that. But
you saw what
I like chaos.
Week, right? I know you like chaos.
Yeah.
I can see your hair. I know
I
you like chaos. Monica McNutt.
Hair.
Yeah.
You know that.
Sedano mentioned the stat that I love about this is the 40th team to lose this week. But that, you got to know that that stat is since 1936. We haven't seen this much mayhem and confusion. I think it's fantastic for the game. You set the standard and everybody comes and chases you down. Now, if we're going to keep seeing some of these upsets, I ultimately rely on some of the coaches. And I hope that Cincinnati gets in, or else it becomes more blatant than ever that this thing is all about money.
Put Cincinnati in. Enough already.
Less time. Alabama lost to an unranked opponent, Frank?
2008.
2003.
Woo!
All right, McNutt, Isola, unranked right now.
I don't get anything for that.
The Dino Page showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
The game with all the missed kicks. George Sedano, Woody Page, welcome to Showdown. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow each won this game multiple times, but nobody could split the uprights. Miss wide, miss doink, miss wide, miss wide, miss when you think you won the game and celebrate it, even though clearly hit the flag and missed. Five missed kicks in the last 3 minutes in overtime. Huge win for Green Bay, but Cincinnati's kicker Evan McPherson, George, what's the penalty for premature celebration?
Tony, you know those old crotchety reporters always used to say to just put the ball down and give it to the referee? That's what he should do moving forward, because it's the second time it's happened to him. He did it at Florida against LSU, too.
I didn't know that. Woody Page?
George, you know, calm down, George. He was so excited, he was so happy, and maybe what he did would have convinced the officials under the goalpost to question themselves and say, maybe it was a field goal. Let's look at it again.
Boy, George Sedano. Showdown 2.
Oh, why?
Why do the Detroit Lions always lion? Roll tape.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them.
0-5, they've lost two games on impossible field goal situations at the gun. They lose every game in the most heartbreaking way, and you can see how it affects their rookie coach. Woody, what do you say to Dan Campbell?
Come on, coach. Turn that frown upside down. Have a smiley face day to day. Everything's going to be okay. Well, maybe not Detroit.
George?
Get used to it, pal. This ain't the first, and it ain't going to be the last. That's what I'll say.
Oh, come on, guys. You know, Campbell came on pretty heavy. You come heavy, you don't come at all with the kneecaps. But this was great that for emotion like that. George, no point, but take the FaceTime.
All right, Tony. Thank you very much. I'll take any win over Woody. Now, this weekend marked an anniversary in Seinfeld history. You know I love talking TV. It was the anniversary show where they didn't have the heart to tell Elaine she couldn't dance. Now, at this show, we have the opposite of that problem. We have America's wedding guest in Tony Reale doing handstands on the dance floor, doing the worm. He's doing it all. You need a guest to come and dance it up on the dance floor? Tony Reale is your
guy. That's
your
FaceTime?
Yeah.
What's the deal with George? Don't be Seinfeld like
No pick! No! No pick!
He's into it.
Happy Hour is presented by DirecTV Stream.